God, look at the size of the fish.
What do you think that those, wow, what creature were they looking at, those boaters? What did they see? Well, our video producer, Luke Gruskin, joins us to talk about this real-life sea monster, which is the centerpiece of our newest video on sciencefriday.com. Luke?
Hi, Ira.
Hey, what was that mysterious creature?
Well, and those people were kayakers on a cruise, for uncruise, and in the Sea of Cortez. And what they were experiencing was a very, very rare stranding event of two enormous fish called oarfish. Now, you know what an oarfish is?
O-A-R, oarfish?
O-A-R, oarfish. Not to be confused with a and fish or the much reviled buttfish.
Okay. Good fish jokes. So they're oarfish.
Yeah, but they should actually probably be called sea serpent fish. Probably because most people before the 20th century thought they were sea serpents.
Because they were big. They're big.
How my goodness.
How big? You know, you made it on your video. It's our video pick of the week up there. Gorgeous fish. And you have the video of all those fish there.
Yes, they're these enormous fish. They can get up to 30 feet long. And they're imagine, if you will, you know, a long serpent-like, not eel-like. It's very thin, maybe 3 inches wide at its maximum, fish that can grow up to about 30 feet. And it's covered in this kind of shiny skin, not scales. It's this shiny iridescent blue and red. And it's got this red regal crown. In fact, its Latin name, Regalicus, means king of the herring. Even though it's not related to a herring. And it's got this crown, and it's got these long kind of like peacock feathered paddles, which is how it got its name, these oars that that scientists don't actually know what they do quite yet. Mm. Absolutely gorgeous fish. And then just imagine one of these things, you know, 18 feet of fish swimming underneath your kayak.
Wow. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking about Luke Gruskin about the oarfish, which is our video pick of the week.
Yes.
And the most amazing video is that people happen to capture, right? These oarfish, what were they doing?
Well, they don't actually know why these animals were stranding. I mean, this happens every so often. They'll wash up on the coast of England or Southern California. It's a very rare event. In fact, some people think that they were omens of earthquakes. So when the oarfish wash ashore, people used to believe that an earthquake was going to be coming. And this is normally a deep sea creature. So they're very rare. You wouldn't normally see them unless you have an ROV, deep down and, you know, oil exploration. Right. And actually, you can see that in our video. A researcher named Mark Benfield gave us his footage of these enormous, beautiful fishes. And when you see them moving down there, the way they move is absolutely mesmerizing. It's beautiful.
And you would think because it is ribbon-like and it sort of look like a giant eel that it would swim like one, but it doesn't at all.
No, it doesn't. It actually moves by kind of undulating its dorsal rays. So it's this beautiful motion. And what it's trying to do is just keep itself steady in the water column. And it's doing that because this is not a creature that's going to come up and attack you. It's just feeding on zooplankton. It's a filter feeder.
So it's like staying in one position, like up and down? It's not even going straight?
It's completely vertically aligned. It's just kind of facing up towards the surface, kind of like a straw, just like a straw floating along. It's absolutely stunning and beautiful. And this sort of alignment allows it to keep itself underneath its food. And I actually, I was very curious about this. So I went to Cal State Fullerton and visited with a biomechanist, Misty Paig Tran, who actually has a oarfish, a 14-foot frozen specimen oarfish. And I thought that, I saw it. It was absolutely stunning. It's 14 feet of fish. You don't forget that.
You need a big tank.
Yeah, well, it's actually kept in her freezer. She's very proud of this of this oarfish. And what she did was she went to UCLA and she got a CT scan done of it so that she could check out its skeleton. And what she realized is that its bones are kind of like made of jelly. It's got this acellular bone, is what it's called. You and I, we have cells inside our bones.
Right.
The oarfish doesn't. So its bones are very elastic and very flimsy. And that's really weird. That's bizarre, especially given that it's a deep sea creature. You would think if you're living deep in the sea, you would have very hard bones to withstand the pressure.
Right.
not the oarfish. The oarfish is jelly bones.
So they're trying to learn more about this because
you don't see
a lot of them around, do you? Or do you have to be in the right place at the right time?
Yeah, there's not a lot known about this animal. It's really an alien, kind of a freak of the ocean, because it's so unusual and because it's so large. It really is a real life sea serpent.
Are they dangerous? Like you would think a sea serpent is?
No, they are not dangerous. If you saw one, chances are it's on its last legs. It's probably washed ashore or it's already died. So if you do see one, you're very lucky, and you have nothing to worry about.
Well, if you really want to see one, you can go to our website and see it online at sciencefriday.com. The video is up on our homepage, and it's called
Oarfish, the ultimate fish tail, because it's the biggest fish, longest fish you can find in the ocean.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the longest bony fish.
Wow, because whales and things are not fish. So
true, and whale sharks are not bony.
Wow. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com, along with all our other videos. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
Luke Roskin, our video producer.